This is Sean with Voices Levon, and I'm here with Charlie Patterson. And one of the young drivers he helped ferment years ago, she was the first female black race car driver that got in the Hall of Fame, and actually in Knoxville, Iowa.
Yeah, Knoxville, Iowa.
And what is her name?
Her name is Cheryl Glass. And what put us there was the fact that she drove my Silver Crown car at the Hoosier Hunters. She made the show and she competed there. And that was quite a feat for a young lady at the time to run with those guys at the racetrack. So it was quite an honor to go there and see that her name, even though she was dead at the time, to see her and the car that I built and she was in make the Hall of Fame out in Knoxville, Iowa.
So how did you get connected with her originally?
Well, I was just wanting to try something new, and back then you looked around for drivers and you paid drivers to come and run, and she had been winning a lot of races out in Skagit, Washington, and her name was in the Speed Sport News, and so I thought I'd give it a try. So I called and talked to her dad first, and then talked to her, and she come back and she spent a week back here with me and got acquainted and got fit in the car. And then her and her dad come back, and she ran the Hoosier 100 for me. So she just ran the one race, but it was quite a feat to see a young lady come here and climb in a car and out-qualify several of the other male drivers that were there. And we made the show, and we ran. So it was a pretty exciting venture for me.
How many years did she run or drive?
She only ran the one race for me, but she raced herself. I know probably at least about 6 or 7 or 8 years anyway. And then she she somehow got off a bridge, got killed. She got killed going off a bridge. There were stories about whether she did it herself or somebody threw her off, and I don't think it was ever really proven. So it was just such a shame. She was a neat girl.
That's pretty sad, but it's great you were able to help her get into the Racing Hall of Fame.
Well, it was a neat venture for me. I enjoyed every minute of it, so it was pretty neat.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.